Alexia, it looks like we need to get our weekend on. And is it just me? But aren't there a lot? Why are there so many festivals this weekend?
I don't know. There's so much going on this weekend. So if you're complaining about not having something to do, then
let us go through the list and let's kick it off with the Las Cruces International Festival.
Okay. Yeah, that's taking place from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday. And for the first time this year, it's going to be at the Plaza de Las Cruces downtown.
Oh, they moved it from campus to the plaza.
Yeah, it actually used to be at the Women's Pioneer Park.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. It wasn't on campus.
Yeah. So this will be the first time they have it there. And it's going to feature cultural displays, information about different countries. 12 different countries will be participating in this year's event, and they'll have information and food, and it sounds like a really fun time.
Okay, go check it out, the Las Cruces International Festival. How about a one-act play festival?
Yeah, that's hosted by the Las Cruces Community Theater, and that is running starting today through Sunday. It's from 8 to 10 p.m. tonight and Saturday and 2 to 4 p.m. on Sunday. And what's great about it is that it's free, although they do appreciate donations.
Yes, they always do. Like good artists do.
Yeah.
Like good artists do.
And it's going to feature 6 one-act plays, each about 10 to 15 minutes long. And they're all by local writers and directors.
Okay. How about the 5th Annual Jewish Food and Folk Festival, a festival that I always try to make it out to but never get a chance to do so?
Yeah, I've never been to it either, but it sounds like a lot of fun. It's from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sunday at Temple Bethel, and admission is $3, and kids 12 and under get in free, although you do have to pay for the food that you eat there.
And from what I understand, the food is traditional Jewish foods like pastrami sandwiches on rye, chocolate babka, what is challah, and falafel.
Yeah, and it's also going to, the event's going to include live music, activities for kids, and folk dancing.
Okay, cool. A festival we've talked about here, right here on KRWG, which is the Las Cruces Space Festival.
Yeah, this is the first Las Cruces Space Festival in Las Cruces, and the theme is Making Space for Everyone. And it started on Thursday, but it's going to continue today and Saturday. And all of the events are free. And there's so many things going on. There's going to be a space showcase at the Mesilla Valley Mall. There's going to be space talks at Hotel Encanto and some space-themed movies playing at the Rio Grande Theater.
And from what I saw is The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, which is a great film. I remember when it came out, watching it, and we have it on DVD, and it's just a great laugh.
Yeah, that's going to be showing at the Rio Grande Theater, and I've actually never seen that movie, so I think I should.
It's a great flick. It's a lot of fun. It's, you know, features an Earthling hitchhiking through the galaxy, and a lot of shenanigans that happen in between. So that is that's showing at the Rio Grande Theater.
Yeah. And then Saturday, they're also going to have a space walk on Main Street in the evening. And it's kind of like the zombie walk, except it's space themed. So you dress up as your favorite space character.
Okay.
So that should be cool. And then
so that kind of leaves it to the imagination because space.
Yeah, there's so many different things you can do.
And, you know, space could be Superman. Because
yeah,
he's from space.
That's true. It's open to your own interpretation, I guess.
Okay. And there's a space talk at the Brannigan Library.
Yeah. That's earlier in the day. And then later in the evening, they'll have activities, a lot of different things going on at the Plaza de Las Cruces.
Okay. Let's talk about Taste for Your Impulse. Now, this is something that I've been hearing through the grapevine. They've built up a lot of word of mouth talk about this. A Bite of Belgium offering new dinner menu.
Yeah, I've really been wanting to go there and try it. I've been hearing a lot about it, too. They started offering a dinner menu from 5 to 9 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday. And it features Belgian and European-inspired cuisine. And it's a pretty extensive menu. They have appetizers, soups, salads, entrees, and desserts.
And their entrees feature leg of lamb, trout, almondine, pasta primavera, and brie burger.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. There's a lot more than that.
Okay,
too.
Cool. All right, so that's a Bite of Belgium offering a new dinner menu. So check it out. Alexia, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, go out and enjoy your weekend.